Today's daf is Chagiga daf Yud Ches, and we are two lines from the top of daf Yud Ches Amid Aleph Reish Lakish Amar. Today's daf is being learned Li'ilui Nishmas Shlomo Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Reb Chaim Doiv, and as a schus before Shalema for Avadi Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Avram Ben Gittel Edel, Sara Bas Yehudis Rachel, Sara Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Elazar Lipa Shalom Ben Fager Rachel, Baruch Ben Rachel, Chaya Malka Bas Batsheva, Pinya Gittel Bas Rachel Shendel, Meira Chava Bas Shoshana, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Doiv Beryl Ben Reb Yaakov David. So we're continuing to discuss the halachos that every of the karbonos that every yid was obligated to bring on Yontif. Specifically, the Oilas Re'iyah, the Shalmei Chagiga, and the Shalmei Simcha. Now the Oilas Re'iyah and Shalmei Chagiga in a perfect world would have been brought on the first day Yontif. Stating that if a yid did not bring it on the first day Yontif, there was a din tashlumet. He was able to make it up during the rest of Yontif. Pesach, you have 7 days to bring it. Sukkot, you have 8 days, even on Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph mentioned the chiddush that Rabbi Loza said in the name of Rabbi Shaya. And the truth is, if you look in the Maseres HaShas, this is a chiddush that's mentioned in other places in Shas. We've had it already in this Daf Yomi cycle several times. And that is that Shavuos, even though the Yontif is really only 1 day, but at the same time, if a person didn't bring the Karbonus HaChag on the 1 day of Shavuos, he has Tashlumen as well. He had Tashlumen of 7 days. That's already a very big Chiddush. The fact that you have 7 days Pesach, that's because the Yontif is 7 days. The fact that you have 8 days of Sukkot, that's because the Yontif is 8 days. Shavuos, the Yontif is only 1 day. So if the Yontif is 1 day, why would you have 7 days? The 6 days after Shavuos are not Yontif. Stating that there's a chiddush, it's learned out from drashas that just like this tashlumen on Pesach and this tashlumen on Sukkot, this tashlumen on Shavuos as well. The question is, what's the makar? So Rabbi Shai himself had a makar. He said that the Torah says bechaga matzos uvechaga Shavuos uvechaga Sukkot. The Torah put these three of them together to teach me something. What's it coming to teach me? The lahakish chaga Shavuos lechaga matzos. Just like chaga matzos, you have 7 days. So too, chaga Shavuos, you have 7 days as well. The Gemara, Daf Yizayin Amid Reis, brought a brisa that was taught in the yeshiva of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. And that is, it says in the Torah, ukrosem be'etzem ayoyim azen mikro kodesh. And then it says, uvekutzrechem es ksir artzechem. So it sounds like it's yontif, ukrosem be'etzem ayoyim azen mikro kodesh. And then we're talking about being kaitzer. We're talking about working in the field. Now, which yontif are you allowed to work in the field? There is no such yontif. Must be, there is a day that's like a quasi-yontif. On one level, it's yontif. But then again, it's not really yontif. All right, you can work in the field. Must be, it's referring to the yemei tashlumen of Shavuos. And that's the makar. The Gemara said, why do I need two makaris? And the Gemara sorted it out. Either way, today's daf is going to pick up on this note where the Gemara is going to bring another makar to this halacha that is tashlumen for the karbonei sachag on Shavuos. And again, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is because the days after Shavuos are not Shavuos anymore. So if it's not Shavuos, why should you be able to bring the karbonei sachag? We had so far two mekayres. The Gemara now is going to bring a third. Reish Lakish, Amar Reish Lakish said, it says in the Torah, V'chag ha-kotzer b'kurei masecha. Izeu chag sha'ato choygeg v'kotzer boy. It sounds like that there's a yontif where you're allowed to do work in the field. Now, just to go through the pasuk, V'chag ha-kotzer b'kurei masecha ashetizra basada. Right? It sounds like you're doing work in the field, but specifically, just the words, V'chag ha-kotzer. It's a yontif where you're kotzer, where you're harvesting, where you're doing work in the field. There's no yontif that you're allowed to work in the field. Must be, it's referring to the yontif of Shavuos. Now, why would we assume that it's the yontif of Shavuos? So, Pashup Shad is because Shavuos is the yontif that falls out around the time of the harvest. So it makes sense that the Chag HaKotzer is referring to the yontif of Shavuos. But either way, how could you refer to it as Chag HaKotzer? Chag, it's yontif, kotzer, you're harvesting. You're not allowed to harvest on yontif. So the Gemara says, "Is Ilem the yontif?" If talking about yontif itself, Ksir b'yontif yishari, are you allowed to be kotzer on yontif? Of course you're not. It's one of the lametas malachas. El olav l'tashlumen must be. It's referring to not the ikur zman of Shavuos, but rather the zman of tashlumen of Shavuos, which means that if a person didn't bring the karbanos on Shavuos itself, he has Tashlumim. It's a quasi-Zman of Yontif because you're bringing the Karbanos of Yontif, but then again, it's not really Yontif. And because it's not really Yontif, the halach is you'd be allowed to be Koitzer. So Reish Lakish said, this is the Makar to Rabbi Shaya's din, and that is that you have Tashlumim for Shavuos as well. I'm Rabbi Yechon, that's Rabbi Yechon, told Reish Lakish, Elam Ayato. If you're going to darshan the words V'chag HaKotzer to teach me that this Tashlumim on the Karbanos HaChag of Shavuos, Chag HaAsif, let's darshan the words Chag HaAsif. Chag HaAsif is the Yontif when you gather everything in the field. Now we know which Yontif that is. That's Sukkis. But you're going to darshan the same thing. Ezehu Chag Sheyesh Bayasifa. What's the Chag that a person gathered the Tvor from his field? Haviyam is a Chag HaSukkis. It's referring to Sukkis. Now Amos, when exactly on the Yontif of Sukkis could you do this gathering? Ilema b'Yontif, if it's referring to the Yontif itself, Malach of Yontif Mishari, you're not allowed to do Malach on Yontif. Ela b'chaylo shamayit. It's probably referring to Chol HaMoed. Right? Sukkot has Chol HaMoed. It has 6 days of Chol HaMoed. But Chol HaMoed Mishari, are you allowed to do work on Chol HaMoed? You're not allowed to do Malach on Chol HaMoed either. Elo, what does it must mean? When it says Chag HaAsif, it doesn't mean the Yontif when you could actually be Oisef. But Chag HaZma, Habab is Man Asif. It must be the Yontif that comes at the time that people work in the field. And what do? They do Asifa. HaChanami, Chag HaBab is Man Ketzira. All Chag HaKotzer means it's the Yontif that comes in the time that people do Koitzer. It doesn't mean that there's a Zman when it's Yontif and you can be Koitzer. And as a result, you can't learn any halachas. In other words, Reish Lakish darshan v'chag HaKotzer, that there's a chag that you could be koitzer. There's no chag you could be koitzer. Must be it's referring to this man tashlumen. It's this man that's quasi yontif, and then you could be koitzer. Rabbi Yochanan said, if you're going to darshan chag HaKotzer, you have to darshan chag HaAsif. Be consistent. And there is no chag HaAsif. There's no time you could be oisef, because that would be sukkis time, and there is no zman of sukkis when you could do work in the field. Why not? Yontif, you can't do work on the field. And Chol HaMoed, you can't do work in the field either. Either way, Reish Lakish had another makar for the Tashlumen of Shavuos. Rabbi Yochanan knocked it out with a kasha. But the Gemara now is going to make an observation from this very brief discussion between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And this observation is going to take us on a little bit of a digression. The Gemara is going to go through a long brisa, a long series of brisas. Brises that are very straightforward, brises that we discussed at length in the raid, in the beginning of Masechtas Maakatan, brises that are often quoted in Shas and in raid and in halacha, a very, very important halacha. The Gemara we're about to learn is the Makar to the Isser Melacha on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara says, Michlal de Travaya Sfirulu. You see, from this discussion between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish held the Chol HaMoed Asav Asiyas Melacha. They not let it do Melacha and Chol HaMoed. How do you know it? Because Rabbi Yochanan had a great Akash on Reish Lakish. If you're going to Darshan Chag HaKotzer, you have to Darshan Chag HaAsif. There is no Chag HaAsif. There's no Zman and Shavuos when you could do work in the field. Why? You can't work on Yontif and you can't work on Chol HaMoed. Reish Lakish said, I hear. Right? He gave Rabbi Yochanan the proverbial I hear. He didn't fight back. He didn't say it's not true. So it sounds like he was masking to the Hanacha of Rabbi Yochanan. Which Hanacha? The Hanacha that you can't do Malacha even on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says, Minani Mili. How do you know that? Meaning, we know you're not allowed to do Malacha on Yontif. But how do you know you're not allowed to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed? So the Gemara is going to bring three brises, and in the three brises, there's going to be five Makairis to the Issa Malacha. So the Gemara, Brice number, Tana Rabban, we're learning to the brises. Chag HaMatzis Tish Mashivas Yom. It says in the Torah, you should watch, you should observe the laws of Pesach, Chag HaMatzis, for 7 days. Limeid al Choloi Shomoyet Sha'asr Basiris Malacha Divir Rabbi Yoshe. Rabbi Yoshe said, this is a Makar that you're not allowed to do Malacha even on Chol HaMoed. How do you see that? Because Tishmar is a Lashon of Isser. So as Chag HaMatzis Tishmar, Shivas Yomim, it sounds like you have to observe, you have to watch the Yontif. You can't do Malacha for 7 days. Now the Yontif of Pesach is 2 days. You have the first day of Pesach, and then you have Shvi'ish of Pesach. But the 5 days in between are really Chol HaMoed. So if you're telling me Chag HaMatzis Tishmar, Shivas Yomim, that's a raya that you can't do Malacha all 7 days, even on Chol HaMoed. Now the Pasuk is talking about Pesach, Chol HaMoed Pesach, but there's no reason Chol HaMoed Sukkot should be any different. So Rabbi Yoshia says, this is the Makar to the Isma Lach and Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yoshia says, Einu Tzarech, you don't have to come onto a Pasuk, because Kal V'Chaymer, I can learn it from a Kal V'Chaymer. You can learn an Issa Melacha on Chol HaMoed from a Kal V'Chaymer. Umarishim V'Shvi'i, Madach, the first day and the last day of Pesach. She'in Kedusha Lefnei V'Lachrein. Where there is no Kedusha before and after. The first day of Pesach has Kedusha after. Day 2 has Kedusha, but the day before is Erev Pesach. It doesn't have Kedusha. The last day of Pesach has Kedusha before, but it doesn't have Kedusha after. Afterwards is already Isru Chag. Yet, Asib Asiyas Malacha, still it's Asib Asiyas Malacha, so Chaylo Shalmoyed, Sheyesh Kedusha Lefnei V'Lachreim, and then Sheyesh Asib Asiyas Malacha, so Chol HaMoed, that does have Kedusha Lefnei V'Lachreim. The day before Chol HaMoed is Yontif, the day after Chol HaMoed is Yontif, so certainly it should be Asir Basiyas Malacha. So the Gemara says that from the fact that there's an issa malacha on yontif, in and of itself, I would know there's an issa malacha on chol hamoed. How from a kal v'chomer? The Gemara says, is this a real kal v'chomer? Sheishes imei breishes eichichu. I'll prove you that it's not a good kal v'chomer from the 6 days of the week. Sheyesh kedusha lefnei v'lachreim. Right, the 6 days of the week have kedusha lefnei v'lachreim. The 6 days of the week, Sunday through Friday, are sandwiched by Shabbos. If Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then you have Shabbos again. And yet, umutar, basis malacha. You see, you're allowed to do malacha. So you see, the kavachomer is not a real kavachomer. You see that you can have days that are sandwiched in between days of kedusha, and yet it's going to be hetter to do malacha. The Gemara says, not l'sheishes mei bereishes, shei mem karmel musaf. No, the 6 days of the week, what would be the havamina that should be an issa malacha? There's nothing special about those days. Specifically, there's no carbon musaf. Timer b'chaylo shamayit sheish by carbon musaf. And the point is that bina chalamayit has a carbon musaf, so there's a svara that it should be also about malacha. Narvas, you need a makar. The makar will be the kal v'chaymer. But the 6 days of the week, there's no svara that it should be also about malacha. So if there's no svara, it should be also about malacha. Why would it be also about malacha? So again, what's the svara that there should be an issa malacha on chalamayit? The fact that there's a carbon musaf. But the Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh yechiyach sheish by carbon musaf. Rosh Chodesh has a carbon musaf, umutib asiyas malacha, and you're allowed to do malacha on cholamoy, on Rosh Chodesh. So you see that carbon musaf has nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. So Akhtigmar Malu Rosh Chodesh ain't Kari Mikra Kodesh. No, Rosh Chodesh, even though there's a carbon musaf, but it's not called Mikra Kodesh. The Torah never referred to Rosh Chodesh as a yontif. Mikra Kodesh means yontif. Torah never referred to it as a yontif. Taimir Bechalo Shamayit Shakar Mikra Kodesh. Bechalamoy, the Torah refers to as a yontif. You just don't have a makar that it's also malacha. So how over Kari Mikra Kodesh, being that you find the Torah called it yontif, so dinu sha'asab esi is malacha. So it makes sense. There should be an issa malacha. And because we have a kal v'chomer, we know there's an issa malacha. Either way, the first braisa brings two makaris to the issa malacha on chol hamoed. The first makaris, Rabbi Yoshiya, es chag hamatzah is tishmar shivas yamim. Tishmar means issa malacha. Shivas yamim means 7 days. The entire Pesach, even the 5 days of chol hamoed, there's an issa malacha. So you see chol hamoed, there's an issa malacha. Rabbi Yonasan said, you don't have to come onto a pasuk. Einay tzarech kal v'chomer. I know it from a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? If the first day and the last day of Pesach has an issa malacha, kal v'chomer, in between days have an issa malacha. What's the kal v'chomer? First day, last day, don't have kedusha before and after. Chol hamoed has kedusha before and after. And because chol hamoed has kedusha before and after, that's a reason that chol hamoed should be also be malacha. And by the way, you see the Torah refer to it as yontif. The Torah says, mikra kodesh, you bring the carbon musaf. The Torah referred to it as yontif. So you see for sure there's a basis that there should be an issa malacha. And now that I have the kal v'chomer, that's going to be the issa malacha. Tanya idach, a second price. So kol malachas avodah it says in the Torah, "Kol meleches avoida loy sasu," and this is referring to sukkis. Li made al cholo shomayit also basis malacha. You learn from here that al cholo mayit is an issa malacha. Now, where do you see it? Kol meleches avoida loy sasu. That in and of itself is not a makar. It's because the Torah says immediately afterwards, the very next pasuk, Shivas Yomim Takrivu Isha Lashem. So, Kol Melechas Avoda Lo Yisasu, and literally the next words in the Torah. It's the next pasuk, but it's the next words. Shivas Yomim Takrivu Isha Lashem. So we learn from there that just like there's an issa malacha on yontif, all shivas yamim, there's an issa malacha. Rabbi Yisrael Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, "Einu tzarech." You don't have to come on to this. Arei Omer, it says, "Eila Maya De Hashem Mikroy Kodesh." And it says clearly that yontif is mikroy kodesh. Now, b'me'a kasa medaber, what's it referring to? In Berishon, if it's referring to the first day of Sukkis, harei kvar nemar, it says b'yom harishon shabbosin. Shabbosin means it's in the simalacha. In Bishmini, if it's referring to the last day of Sukkis, harei kvar nemar, u'b'yom hashmini shabbosin. In a kasa medaber, el b'chay lo shamoy, must be it's referring to chal amoy, l'lamed chasha asa basis malacha, that is in the simalacha. So this is a second brisa that brings another two makaris. The first makaris, it says, kol malach zavayda le'sasu, and the next words are shivas yamim. So 7 days is an issa malacha. The second mikar that the Braisa brought was Eila Maya de Hashem Mikroi Kodesh, which is extra, must be coming to teach me the Chol Hamoed, is a Yontif. Tanya Idach, a third Braisa. Sheishes Yomim Toicha Matzos, Ubayoyim Mashvi Atzeres Lashem. So obviously we're talking about Pesach. Sheishes Yomim Toicha Matzos, and the 7th day is going to be Yontif. We darshin that the 6 days are like the 7th day. Mashvi Atzu, just like Shvi Shal Pesach, in Alar Dumalach, Atzeres means Issa malacha, af sheishes yom matzurim. So to the other 6 days are aser b'malach. Im ashvi atzav b'chol malach, af sheishes yom matzurim b'chol malach. If you're going to tell me that if we're saying that the makar to the issa malacha of chol hamoed is because we compare the 6 days to the 7th day, so we should say that just like the 7th day all malachas are aser, so to the 6 days all malachas are aser as well. Talmud Leimer, it says uvayoyim ashvi atzeres hashvi atzav b'chol malacha. Hashvi, the 7th day is different. There, all malacha is asr. The 6 days are not asr b'cham malacha. So this is interesting. You have a makar to an isa malacha, but at the same time, not all malachas. So which malachas? Yeah, which malachas? Not. Haloi masr and akasav elo lechachamim. The chachtoira gave over the rights to figure this out to the chachamim. Eza yoyim asav, eza yoyim mutter. Which day is going to be asr? Which day is going to be mutter? Eza malacha asr, eza malacha mutter. Which malacha is going to be asr? And which malacha is going to be mutter? And this concludes this portion of the daf. So this gemara that we just learned again is a very, very important gemara. It's a digression. It's not really the core sugi that we're learning. We're discussing the karbanos, the ilasriya, the shalmei chagiga, the shalmei simcha. But agav urchi, what emerged from a discussion between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish related to the din tashlumin of the karbanos achagav shvuas is that it seemed Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish were both of the opinion that it's aser to do melacha and chol hamoed. And the Gemara said, what's the makar? The Gemara brought 3 braises, and if you tally it up, we have 5 makaris in these 3 braises. To the fact that this is a malacha and chol hamoed, stating that a critical caveat at the end of the last braisa, and that is that even though there's an is a malacha and chol hamoed, but not all malachas. So which malachas? Yeah, which malachas? Not. Loi masra na kasev ela lechachamim. The Torah gave over the right to the chachamim to figure out is a yom asir, is a yom mutter, is a malacha asura, is a malacha mutaris. So the Gemara leaves us hanging a little bit that there's an isir to do malacha, but at the same time it's not clear which malachas are mutter and which malachas are asir. It's just 2 things. We're not going to talk about this now. We went through this in great detail when we learned Masechtas Maikatan. The whole Masechtas Maikatan is predicated on the fact that it's asir to do malacha and chalamay. But there's a very, very important tosfos, one of the most famous tosfos in Shas, right here on the side of the Gemara. Tosfos starts off lechayra mashma the malacha the mitzir. It's mashma from here that the issa to do malacha chol hamoed is an issa day raisa. Why is it mashma that way? Because the Gemara brought 3 braises and 5 makars, and every makar the Gemara brought is a real makar. Psukim, drashes, kalvachaymers. Right, sounds like we have real makaris over here to the fact that there's an issa malacha. Stating that, Tosfos says, I have a bunch of rais that it's not that way, and Tosfos says, Davenir al Rabbeinu Tam, that the Isser Malacha and Chol Hamoed is not an Isser Deraisa, but rather the Isser Malacha and Chol Hamoed is only an Isser Derabbanan. And the truth is, it's a major machloikis Rishonim in the Be'er Halacha, in the beginning of Hilchas Chol Hamoed, he brings the whole list of Rishonim that hold that it's an Isser Deraisa, the whole list of Rishonim that hold it's an Isser Derabbanan. It's one of these shailas that every Rishon had a different opinion. Rav Rishonim seemed to hold that it's only an Isser Derabbanan, but at the same time, the Be'er Halacha says that we have to go with Chumrah, and even though it's pashut that Rav Rishonim held the Rabbanon, and even from the Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma that he paskin that it's only the Rabbanon. But the Be'er Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim held that a person should be machmer when it comes to this malacha. Additionally, which malachas are going to be asr, which malachas are going to be mutter? Right, like masr and akasav elo lechachamim, to teach us which malachas are mutter, which malachas are asr. So what's the bottom line? Which are asr, which are mutter? So the short answer is all malachas are asr, but there's 5 exceptions to the rule. If it's a davra avid, if you're doing it for the rabbim, if it's a poil she'in l'mayoychal, the Mishnah Berurah brings it also in the beginning of Hilchas Chol Hamoed. Either way, this Gemara is the makar to the very interesting shaila of the Issa Malacha Chol Hamoed. Is it an Issa Deraisa or is it an Issa Derabbanan? Either way, going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, "Umutarim the Hesped v'Tainis Shloi Lekayim Es Divrei Oimrim Atzeres Achashavs." So the context in the Mishnah was discussing what happens if Shavuos falls down on Shabbos. Shavuos falls down on Shabbos, everyone agrees you can't bring the karbonis of Shavuos on Shabbos because you can't bring a karbon yachin on Shabbos. You can bring a karbon tzibur on Shabbos, but you can't bring a karbon yachin on Shabbos. So all the karbonis got pushed off to Sunday. So the Mishnah said, you would think that if Klal Yisrael is bringing their karbonis on Sunday, that Sunday should be a shtekel yantif. Makes sense. It should be a yantif. It should be also behesped of a tainis, right? You shouldn't have hespedim, it shouldn't be tanesim, you should wear your Shabbos begadim. But the Mishnah said a chiddush. Mutter behesped of a tainis, and the Mishnah even said that the Kohen Gadol shouldn't do the melacha on that day. Because we don't want the Kohen Gadol wearing his shmoyne begadim, because it's going to be l'kavod l'seferis, and we're trying to minimize the optics of the yontif. Now, why would you do that? Like, what's Pashup Shat? So, the Mishnah said, Shaloi lekayim divrei ha'omer matzeres achashabas. Rashi said, lohoitzi miliben shal tzedoikim. The tzedoikim used to always celebrate Yontif on Shavu. Shavu is on Sunday. And because they used to always celebrate Shavu on Sunday, so lohoitzi miliben shal tzedoikim, we don't want that Shavu should fall out on a Sunday. So if it falls out on a Sunday, it is what it is. But it looks a little bit like we're shtelling tzu to the tzedoikim. And because we're shtelling tzu to the tzedoikim, we tell you, yeah, bring the karbanos, but don't make it into a full-fledged yontif. It shouldn't look like we're telling suit to them. So, the Gemara, is that true? But Tanya, we're learning to the Brisa. I said there was a story, Umes Alexa,
Belud. So Alexa died in Lud. And the Yidden came to be masper of Elohim Nicham Reb Tarfon. And Reb Tarfon didn't allow Mipneshi Yantav Shalat Sarasaya because it was Shavuos. And because it was Shavuos, he didn't allow. So the Gemara says like this, Yantav Solka Daitach, right? Is it possible that it was really Yantav? Ibi Yantav Mikasu, nobody would have came. Elaim Mipneshi Yantav Ayachaya. Probably what happened was it wasn't really Yantav, but it was a day where they pushed off Yantav. And because they pushed off Yantav, so it's for that reason that there was a havamina, you should be able to be maspid, and Reb Tarfon didn't allow them to be maspid. So the Gemara assumes that what must the case been? The case probably was we Yantav fell out on Shabbos. Because it fell out on Shabbos, they couldn't bring the karbonas, so they had to push it off to Sunday, and once they had to push it off to Sunday, so there was a shayla. Yeah, hesped and no hesped. But what do you see? Reb Tarfon said no hespedim. It's not like the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that we do hespedim, even though it's a shtikla Yantav. Why? And over here you see that Reb Tarfon didn't allow them to do hespedim. The Gemara says like Kasha, kam be Yantav shecholias achar haShabbos, kam be Yantav shecholias b'Shabbos. No, it's not true. The Mishnah is talking specifically when we're pushing Yontif off to Sunday. The case Reb Tarfon was, where Taka wasn't Yontif. It was a shtickle and nitcha, but it wasn't a nitcha to Sunday. It was a nitcha to another day. What does that mean? You nitcha from Tuesday to Wednesday? Tuesday you could bring karbonas, just like, well, what's the problem? Now, the case is, with Klai Yisrael, the mice didn't bring the karbonas. The Matzias was, they didn't bring the karbonas. And because they didn't bring the karbonas, for whatever reason. So it ended up most of the Yidden were bringing the karbonas the next day. And because so many Yidden were bringing the karbonas the next day, so therefore there was a havamina that there shouldn't be, maybe there should be a spade. And Reb Tarfon didn't allow them to do a spedim. But there, the day that they were bringing the karbanis l'tashlumim wasn't a Sunday. The whole peda is that the tzedukim always wanted to be on a Sunday. So l'hoitzim b'lim shal tzedukim, we don't want it to be on a Sunday. But if the day that's being pushed off to is not a Sunday, then nobody cares. So in that case, Reb Tarfon was right for Reb Tarfon saying that don't go ahead and don't do this. So as we turn the page to Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis, we really turn the page to a whole nother part of the Masechta. And really from here, until Hadron Aloch Say the Moed, believe it or not, the Gemara is going to discuss laws of Tumah V'Tahira. Now, why would the Gemara discuss Tyrus over here in the end of Masechta's Chagiga? Talk about tucked away. We're learning Chagiga with all the Karbonis of Yontif and all the Agadat the Gemara's, Maisa Merkava, Maisa Bereshis. Now, all of a sudden, we get involved in Tumah V'Tahira. So we're not really going to know until the end of the Masechta. The end of the Masechta, we're going to see that there are certain halachas where Tyrus, where Negea uniquely to Yontif, and we're building up to that, and that's why we're discussing it over here. But the Mishnayis, and for sure the Gemara, is going to get very much into some basic laws of Tyrus. So really, when you think of Tyrus sugyas and Shas, there aren't that many. Meaning, there's a lot of Tyrus Gemaras in Shas. But Tyrus sugyas, like where the Gemara spends a week or two getting involved, in sugyas of Tyrus, there aren't that many sugyas. The first that comes to mind is probably Reb Chanina Skana Kayanim, which is the second half of the first parak of Masechtas Psachim, where the Gemara goes through very, very intense Gemaras related to Tumah V'Tahira. The second sugya that comes to mind is probably right here, the end of Masechtas Chagiga, where the Gemara gets into Tyrus. Now, the truth is, to learn a sugya of Tyrus would require an introduction, but we're not going to do it today. Be'ez Hashem, we'll get into some of the introductions to Tyrus as we go through these dafim. But there's just one basic intro that we need in order to make it through the second half of the daf. And that is, the sugya of Tumah V'Tahira begins with a source of Tumah. Right? There are many different sources of Tumah. A mace is a source of Tumah. A sheretz, a dead sheretz, not every dead sheretz, any one of the shmoyne shratzim are sources of Tumah. A nevela is a source of Tumah. A zav, a zava, a nida, a yeledes, a mitzayra. These are all different examples of sources of Tumah. Every source of Tumah is called an ava Tumah. If something comes in contact with a source of Tumah, that thing will become tameh. It's known as a tolda. The source of Tumah is an av. Anything that is tameh because it came in contact with Tumah is known as a tolda. Now, the thing that makes direct contact with the source of Tumah is an rishon l'tumah. If something comes in contact with a Rishon L'Tumah, it becomes a Sheni L'Tumah. If something comes in contact with a Sheni L'Tumah, it becomes a Shlishi L'Tumah. If something comes in contact with a Shlishi L'Tumah, it becomes a Revi L'Tumah. What if something comes in contact with a Revi L'Tumah? Nothing happens. No such thing as a Chamishi L'Tumah. There is no such Metzias. So you have the source of Tumah, and then if something comes in contact with that, you have Rishon, then comes Sheni, then comes Shlishi, then comes Revi. Now these names, these titles, these stereotypes, I'm a Rishon L'Tumah, I'm a Sheni L'Tumah, I'm a Shlishi, I'm a Revi, they're not just names. There's a significance. There's a fundamental difference between a Rishon, a Sheni, a Shlishi, and a Revi. The concept is that as Tumah spreads, it gets diluted. So the source of tumah is always going to be the most tameh. If something comes in contact, it's a rishon l'tumah. The tumah got diluted a little bit. When it spreads to something else, it gets diluted even more. And that's why it's only a sheni. Sheni means it's secondary to rishon. If something touches a sheni, the tumah spreads, but it gets even more diluted. And that's why it's called a shlishi. And if something comes in contact with the shlishi, it dilutes even more, it's a revi. For my nafkamina, the dilution, there's a tremendous nafkamina. The nafkamina is what it's able to be metama and how you have to treat it. So very, very simply, if anything that comes in contact with an avatoma becomes a rishon l'toma. Anything meaning a person, even a behema maybe, food, drinks, kalim, that come in contact with a source of toma becomes a rishon l'toma. A rishon l'tumah could only be metama oichlan u'mashkan. So if a person touches a rishon l'tumah, it doesn't become tummy. If a keli touches a rishon l'tumah, it doesn't become tummy. A rishon l'tumah can only be metama food and drinks, oichlan u'mashkan. If food and drinks come in contact with a rishon l'tumah, it becomes a sheni. A sheni, because it's even more diluted, could only be metama oichlan u'mashkan, but not all oichlan u'mashkan. Only truma and kachim. If truma or kachim comes in contact with a sheni, it becomes a shlishi. A shlishi is even more diluted. A shlishi could only be metama kachim. It can't even be metama truma. So for example, if somebody tells you, I have truma and it's a revi l'tumah, he's lying. There's no such thing as truma revi. Only kachim could be a revi. If somebody tells you, I have chulin and it's a shlishi, he's not saying the truth. Because there's no such thing as chulin that's a shlishi. Because a shlishi means it became tummy becoming in contact with a sheni, and a sheni can only be metama, truma and kachim. But the point is that each one of these levels of tumah are unique in terms of what they're metama. The one other piece that we need as an introduction to Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis and Masechet Chagiga, and that is Chazal Wegozer, that stam yodayim are sheni l'tumah. Because hands are askoni yoseim, they get around, they touch things sometimes without you necessarily being 100% cognizant of what it's touching. So min astam, it was a sheni l'tumah. And the truth is, most times that the Rabbanan instituted tumah, they instituted a tumah that was a sheni l'tumah. So usually when you're talking about tumah de Rabbanan, you're thinking in terms of a sheni l'tumah. Specifically when you're talking about a person's yodayim, you're talking about a sheni l'tumah. With that introduction, zokta mishnah. Noitlin liyodayim, a person is obligated to wash his hands l'chulin if he is going to eat chulin. Ula meisner, or if he's going to eat meisner sheni, v'le truma, or if he's going to eat truma. Ula kodesh, if he's going to eat kachin. Oh, sorry. Noitlin liyodayim l'chulin ula meisner l'truma. If a person's going to eat chulin or meisner sheni or truma, you have to wash your hands first. Ula kodesh, if you're going to eat kachin, matpilan. It's not enough to wash your hands from the sink, but rather you have to go to a mikveh. A mikveh means it's a body of water that has 40 sa, but all the dinim of a mikveh, you would have to wash your hands from there. Ulechatos, if you want to touch the mechatos, that's the water of the parah aduma that was sprinkled on a person that was tummy, tumas meis, there, in nitmu yadav, if his hands became tummy, it's not enough for him to simply go and wash his hands, but nitma gufa, his entire guf is tummy, and because his entire guf is tummy, he would have to wash his entire guf, meaning he would have to go into the mikvah. Tava l'chulin, if a person was toivul for chulin, meaning a person washed his hands, and the reason he washed his hands is because he wanted to eat chulin. Or if a person went to the mikvah, and the reason he went to the mikvah is because he was going to handle chulin, and he was tameh, and he didn't want to be metama the chulin. So the halach is huchsak l'chulin, the tefillah works for chulin. However, also l'maiser. But at the same time, it's not going to work for maiser. So if the person's kavana was to be toivel for chulin, it's not considered a tefillah if he now wants to eat maiser sheni. Tavel l'maiser. Let's say somebody was toivel to eat maiser sheni, huchzik l'maiser. If his kavana was only for maiser, also l'truma, he'll be able to eat maiser, but he won't be able to eat truma. Tavel l'truma. If the person was toivel for truma, huchzik l'truma, if his kavana was for truma, also l'kaidish, he won't be able to eat kachem. Tavel l'kaidish, if he was toivel for kaidish, huchzik l'kaidish, it's going to be a good tefillah for kaidish, but also Chattas, it's not going to be good for the chattas. Tova lochamer. Let's say you went in the reverse. Let's say you were toiva for the thing that's the more chamer. Mutalakal, then it's going to work for the thing that's less chamer. Tova v'loy huchzik. Let's say a person went to the mikvah, but didn't have in mind anything. Or he didn't have a mind l'shem tire. In his mind, he was going to go for a swim. Turns out he was toivel in a body of water that really could be metayer him. Gilu loy toval, if he walks out, it's as if he didn't do a tefillah at all. So this last part of the Mishnah is actually a very important nekuda, and we're going to get into it a little bit in the Gemara. Obviously the Gemara is going to discuss everything that we're saying. We're learning the Mishnah now. But you see from the Mishnah
that when a person's toivel, you have to have in mind what you're toiveling for. And if you're toivel for a davar kal, it doesn't work for the davar chomer. If you're toivel for the davar chomer, it does work for the davar kal. And what you see from the Mishnah as well is that there are five different madrigas when it comes to tefillah. Chulin, Maisa Sheini, Truma, Kachin, and then the Mechatas of the Paradum. Moving along in the Mishnah. Big Day Ama Aretz, the clothing of an Ama Aretz, Medras Loprushim, is considered Tome for someone that's a Parish. Someone that is careful in the laws of Tumah V'Tayr. So in our Mishnah, an Ama Aretz means a person that's not careful in the laws of Tumah V'Tayr. So let's say you have a Yid that's careful in Tumah V'Tayr. He has a friend that's not careful in Tumah V'Tayr. His friend's clothing are Becheskas Tome, as it relates to the person that's careful in the laws of Tumah V'Tayr. Big Day Prushin, the clothing of a person that is a parish, someone that's careful in Tumah V'Tayr, is Medrash Loichei Truma. Would be considered Medrash, it would be Becheskas Tome for someone that even eats Truma. Big Day Oichei Truma, the begadim of someone that wears Truma, is Medrash Loichei Kodesh, is going to be Medrash for someone that eats Kachim. And finally, Big Day Kodesh, the clothing of a person that eats Kachim, is Medrash Lechatos, it's considered a Medrash for someone that's involved in the Mechatos of the Paradum. And again, it's the same concept. That you see from here, there's five different levels. There's Chulin, there's Meiser, there's Truma, there's Kodesh, and there's Chatos, right? These are the Madrigas. And you see that a person who is Nizer on the lower level, that's good to assume that someone that's on his level of Zahirus of Tyra, that he can trust this person. But if you're a level higher, then already it's different. Yosef ben Yehezer, hoye chasach bekohuna. Yosef ben Yehezer was a chasach bekohuna. Hoye mitchoysa mitpachtoi, yet his handkerchief was medrus loichli kodesh. He didn't eat kachim. And because he didn't eat kachim, so therefore his handkerchief was considered the cheskas tomei for someone that did eat kachim. Yoichanan ben Gudgada, hoye oichel altairus hakodesh kol yamav. Yoichanan ben Gudgada, he was someone that was nizer in his school and he treated altairus hakodesh as if it was kachim. But vahoysa mitpachtoi, midrus lachatas, but his Mitpachas, his handkerchief was considered becheskas tumah for someone that was nizer and mechatas. Again, it's not an easy mishnah. There's a lot of different halachas, and we're going to get into it in the Gemara. So we begin with the very, very beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Noitlan liyodayin lechulin ulemaiser ulatruma ulekodesh matbilin ulechatas im nitmu yadav nitma gufa." So we're talking about somebody that wants to eat chulin, wants to eat maiser sheni, wants to eat truma, he wants to eat kachim, he wants to engage in the Parah Aduma. So the halacha is, he has to wash his hands. Right? The halacha is a din netilas yadayim. So the Gemara says, chulin umaisa b'yibayim netilas yadayim, is there a chiyav netilas yadayim for chulin? Before you eat chulin, you have to wash your hands. And before you eat maisa sheni, even, you have to wash your hands for a mini. I'll ask you a kash from Mishnah, Mesachtas Bikurim. A truma v'abikurim chayavan aleyem. A zar that eats truma, a zar that eats bikurim is chayim misa b'dei shemayim. The chaymesh, not just that, if a zar would eat truma or bikurim b'shoigig, so the halach is he would have to make the kohanim whole, and he would have to add a chaymesh, it's a knas. For asal a zar is not allowed to eat truma and bikurim. We just said it's chayv misa, obviously he's not allowed to eat it. Vein nichse kohen, if once you give truma and bikurim to a kohen, it belongs to the kohen 100%, if he wants to be mekadesh and isha with it, he could. For oilim b'echon omeh, if it's a sarv and a taruvois, so how much of non-truma, non-bikurim would you need in order to be mevatel? You need 100 times. So usually bittel is b'shishim. Over here, bittel is b'meya. So it's echad u'meya. One of these is batel to 100. U'tu'unim netilas yadayim. Before a person eats these things, he would need to wash his hands. And before you eat truma, bikurim, you have to wash your hands. The heriv shemesh, not just that, if a person is tameh, and he now wants to eat truma, he wants to eat bikurim. This is the first Mishnah of Masechtas Brachos, first Mishnah in Shas. He has to wait until heriv shemesh, mishosha kianim dechnasim, lecha b'trumasim. Harei elu b'trum bikurim. All these things are truma for truma and bikurim. Masha ain't given ma'isa. But when it comes to ma'isa sheni, nothing we just mentioned is true. Now, one of the things the Mishnah mentioned was, you have to wash your hands. It says you have to wash your hands for truma bikurim, not for ma'aseh sheni. So it sounds like there's no chiyuv netilas yadayim before you eat ma'aseh sheni. Now, if there's no chiyuv netilas yadayim before you eat ma'aseh sheni, the kol shekein v'chulin. There's certainly no chiyuv netilas yadayim before you eat chulin. Kasha ma'isa ma'isa, kasha chulin achulin. If that's the case, we have a stira ma'isa ma'isa, we have a stira chulin achulin. Our Mishnah said noitin liyadayim l'chulin l'ma'isa. And here you have a mefurish Mishnah that says you don't have to wash your hands on ma'isa. And if you don't have to wash it for ma'isa, kol shekein you don't have to wash it for chulin. So Gemara says like this: Bishlam the ma'isa ma'isa le'kasha. Bishlam the stira ma'isa ma'isa is not shver harameir harabon. I can tell you that one mission is going according to Rameir, and the other mission is going according to Rabban. So who's this Rameir Rabban? Now we learn to the Mishnah, third Mishnah. Mishnah Masechtas Parah. Kol atam bias mayin midivrei soifin. Any person that's tamei midrabbanan that he has to go to the mikvah metames hakodesh upoisal asachum. Someone that's tamei midrabbanan says the Mishnah is a sheni latoma. If he's a sheni latoma, he's metames hakodesh.
He makes Kodesh Tameh, U'Poysel Asat Shumah. He makes Shumah Pasel. Now, what's the difference between being Metameh and Poysel? So this is Taira, Tumah V'Taira 101. Metameh means that you made the thing Tameh so Tameh that it can be Metameh something else. Poysel means you make the thing Tameh, but it can't be Metameh something else. A Sheni L'Tumah is Metameh Kodesh. If a Sheni L'Tumah comes in contact with Kodesh, the Kodesh can now be Metameh more Kodesh. As a result, it's considered Metama, but it's only Poysel Asat Truma. Because if it comes in contact with Truma, the Truma can't be Metama more Truma. And even though the Truma can be Metama Kodesh, but it can't be Metama the same kind. And therefore, it's considered Poysel. Umutaran Lechulun Olamaisa. Someone that's a Sheni Latoma is Mutal Lechulun, I mean, it can't be Metama Chulun, and it's Mutal Maisa Sheni. It can't be Metama Maisa Sheni either. Devira Meir. Chom Moisra Meisa. Chomim say, no, Maisa Sheni is going to be a problem. So what do you see from here? It sounds like there's a machloikas between Rameir and the Chachamim, whether a Sheni Latoma or someone that is a Sheni Latoma, does he have to wash his hands before he eats Maisa? Does he not have to wash his hands before he eats Maisa? According to Rameir, Mutal Lechunu Lemaisa. According to Chachamim, also be Maisa. So Bishlam Meisa, Maisa like Kasha, I can tell you HaRabbanon, HaRameir, Elochulun, Lachulun, Kasha. But who's the man number that holds that Chulun requires Netilas Yadayim? You have a makar that there's a man number that says Maisa. But who's the man number that says Chulun? The Gemara says like Kasha, Kan Vachila, Kan Benegia. No, the Chilak is very posh. When our Mishnah said Noitin Yadayim Lechulun, it means you're eating Chulun. Eating Chulun Avad, you have to wash your hands. When the Mishnah said, Masha Enkin B'Maiser, that Achumah V'Abikurin Chayavan Aleim U'Tunin Tilas Yadayim, they were talking about only touching it. Oh, touching it? That's only true for Achumah V'Abikurin. It's not true for Maiser. Kol Shekin Chulin. But it's not a stira, because one Mishnah is talking about eating Chulin, one Mishnah is talking about touching Chulin. Eating Chulin requires the Tilas Yadayim. Touching Chulin does not require the Tilas Yadayim. Ask it from Rabsid Barash. Rabsid Barash asked the Kasha, is that true? Ad Kan Lepti Rabban Oled Rameir El Bachila the Maiser. We just had a machloik between Rameir and the Chacham. Whether or not you have to wash your hands before you eat Maiser. And it sounded like the machlokes was regarding Achila. So according to Rameir, you don't have to wash your hands before you eat Maiser. According to the Chachamim, you do have to wash your hands before you eat Maiser. But the machlokes was eating and it was by Maiser. Avo benegir the Maiser. If you wanted to touch Maiser, it sounds like everybody would hold that it's fine. Ubachil the chulin. Additionally, by eating chulin, like it sounds like there wouldn't be a machlokes. Meaning, if you have a machlokes from Rameir and the Chachamim, whether or not you have to wash your hands to eat Maisa Sheni, what does it sound like? Everybody holds if you want to eat Chulin, you for sure don't have to wash your hands. So you can't tell me the Teretz of the Stira is the Mishnah that says, Noitel and Dain Lechulin is talking about you want to eat it. The Mishnah that says, you don't have to wash your hands, talking about you only want to touch it. Because you see that this Machloikis, what the Allah is regarding by Maiser. And if the Machloikis is regarding Maiser, it sounds like by Chulin, everybody holds it's not a problem. The Gemara says, Ela, Idib, Achilo. I'll tell you, both Mishnahs are talking about eating. The Mishnah that says you have to wash your hands before Chulin means before you eat chulin. The Mishnah that says you don't have to wash your hands before you eat Maisa Sheni, Kolshkein before you eat chulin, is talking about eating chulin. So you have a stira, but like Kasha, Kam Bachilo, Denahamo, Kam Bachilo, the Peri. One is talking about when you want to eat bread, and the other one is when you want to eat, not bread, but you want to eat peiros. Amar Rav Nachman said, "Kol anoytel yodav lepeiros hareza migasi aruch." Then not only is a person not obligated to wash his hands before he eats peiros, but if a person washes his hands before he eats peiros, it's considered a gaiva. But that's the chilek. Our Mishnah says, "Noytel yodayim." It's talking about bread. Bread, you have to wash your hands before you eat, even if it's chulin. The Mishnah that says you don't wash your hands before chulin, it's talking about peiros. Truma peiros, you have to wash your hands. My bikurim peiros, you have to wash your hands. What about Chulun Paris? For sure not. Even Maisa Sheni Paris, you don't have to. I, our Mishnah, Noitel Yadayin L'Chulun L'Maiser. No, because our Mishnah is talking about bread. Bread is a whole different shmuz. Before you eat bread, you have to wash your hands. And by the way, that's the halacha. Before you eat bread, you have to wash your hands. But as it relates to Paris and anything else, you don't have to. The only time we wash our hands before Chulun is bread. Makar is this Mishnah. Noitlin li yadayin l'chulun. The question is, why is bread different? What's the difference between bread and Shar Paris? That's something Beis Hashem will see tomorrow.